Cats Tuned to Yesterday, showcasing programs from the golden age of radio. Welcome, I'm your host, Mark Levanier. Romance coming up in this hour from the Silver Theater, a two-part story starring James Stewart called Misty Mountain. Part one begins now. It's a CBS broadcast from January 22nd, 1939.
National Silver Company presents The Silver Theater, starring James Stewart and Jane Bryan in Misty Mountain, directed by Conrad Nagel. Brought to you on behalf of two of the greatest names in silverware, International Sterling, world-famous solid silver, and 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conrad Nagel welcoming you to the 17th of the new series of Silver Theater dramatic productions. Among the many brilliant stars to be presented in future weeks are Loretta Young, Andrea Leeds, John Garfield, Lee Tracy, Shirley Ross, and others. Today and next Sunday, we're proud to present Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's talented James Stewart and the gifted young Warner Brothers actress Jane Bryan in Misty Mountain, an original drama by Grover Jones and True Boardman. And now the lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the first act of Misty Mountain, starring James Stewart as Rusty Lane and Jane Bryan as Mary Lou Masters.
Standard Airways, Flight 9, Albuquerque to Los Angeles, leaving from gate number 2. All passengers aboard, please. Flight 9 now leaving.
Did you make any changes in the flight plan, Rusty?
Just one. We go over Rex City at 8,000 instead of 10,000. That way we ought to miss that headwind. Passenger all aboard? Come on, let's go.
Frank?
Oh, young man, are you the pilot of this plane?
Yes, ma'am. You go ahead, Elmer, and get this started.
Right.
Well, you see, this is my first trip by plane, Captain, and, it won't be too bumpy, will it?
Well, I don't think so, ma'am. The weather looks very good, and if I see any bumps up in the sky there, I'll just fly around them. Well, I hope you enjoy the trip, madam.
Thank you. All passengers fasten safety belts.
All set, Elmer?
All set.
Good. Lane in Standard Flight 9 calling the tower. We are ready to taxi for takeoff.
Tower to Lane in Flight 9. Go ahead. Taxi to North Runway. Take off northeast to southwest. Wind is southwest 12.
Okay. Would you test the radio, Elmer, both day and night frequencies?
Yeah.
You know, you should have been with me today. You know where I went? I went out to an Indian reservation.
Indian reservation?
Yeah.
And for what? Honest, you're the get-aroundinest guy. Did you ever take an hour off and just do nothing? Give that curiosity of yours a rest.
Oh, well, I... Whiz, those motors sound swell since the overhaul, don't they?
Yeah.
Calling the tower, Lane and Flight 9. We are ready for takeoff.
Okay, Flight 9. No traffic in area. That's all. Clearing Flight 9 from Albuquerque. Go ahead.
Okay. You see, Elmer, about those Indians, they've got this ceremony. It's something to do with the rain. It's a new version of the Lamb of Wharf, only you have a rattlesnake for a partner.
A rattlesnake?
Wheels up.
Wheels up. Did you say rattlesnake?
Yeah, I said rattlesnake.
Thanks, I'll sit that one out.
Switch to the beam, Elmer.
Right.
Wow. How's that? Off the ground exactly on schedule.
You know, you're going to be 2 minutes late someday, and the sky's going to fall in or something. You're the on-timinest guy.
Well, how else can you run an airline? Now, with everything on schedule, we can just settle down to a nice, pleasant flight. Calm and uneventful.
Except, of course, for Misty Mountain.
Elmer, you're a mind reader, you
But
know?
Look, Rusty, some of these days, talking to that gal's going to get you in Dutch. You know the rules about communicating with private individuals on the plane's equipment.
Will you stop worrying? In the first place, I talked to that girl on Misty Mountain on the emergency transmitter, and the ground station is tuned to our regular equipment. And in the second place,
you're just plain balmy.
Balmy? What do you mean, balmy? A beautiful girl's voice comes out of nowhere. A girl I've never seen, and she talks to me not once, but 100 times. And I don't know, she gets to be sort of a landmark on the flight. Not talk to her? What do you mean? Of course I'll talk to her.
And what about Helen Marshall? Just because she's in Honolulu, you needn't...
That's nothing to do with Helen.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. But when a guy's practically engaged to the daughter of the boss and then takes a chance of losing her...
Losing her? Now, look. Now, Helen's my girl. He may even get married. Mary Lou, on the other hand, is just a voice out of nowhere. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all she'll ever be. Hey, we're off the beam, you know that.
We're off the beam. If anybody's off beam, it's a guy called Rusty Lane. And I'm not talking about airplanes.
Elmer, good old Misty Mount.
Now, Rusty.
Now, we better report. Show that switch. Lane in Standard Airways, Flight 9, calling Las Vegas. Go ahead.
Las Vegas to Flight 9. Go ahead.
Flight 9 over Misty Mountain at 9,000, climbing at 456. Estimate Barlow at 7,000 at 517. Go ahead.
Okay, Flight 9.
Now, Elmer, switch the receiver over to night frequency.
Ah, Rusty.
You heard me. Now, what's her call letter again?
W6RX2. I don't know.
Yeah, you know. Thanks, pal. Standard Airways, Flight 9, calling W6RX2. Come in, please. Calling W6RX2. Come in.
Hooray, she's not there. Now, let's forget
W6RX2, back to Flight 9. Hello, Rusty. Hello, Elmer. How are you up there today? Go ahead, Flight 9.
Hello, Mary Lou. All right, Elmer, now say hello.
Oh, hello.
Don't mind him, Mary Lou. He's just his sunny disposition. Well, now, what's new on Misty Mount? How's Mother McCree, huh? Did she have her pups yet? Go on, now, tell us the news. Come in.
Yes, Mother McCree did have her pups. 6 of them. And, Rusty, they are the cutest things you ever saw. There's nothing else new down here, though. Say, Rusty, where are you up there anyway? I'm looking out the window and I can't see. Oh, there you are. The plane just came over the top of the peak. You know, it looks as if it was made of gold with a sunset on the wings like that. How fast are you going? Go ahead.
We're going about ground speed of 180, I guess. But now, Mary Lou, now look, there are a lot of questions I want to ask you. Now, where are you down there? Now, tell me where your house is. Are you ahead of the plane or behind, or left or right? You know, I checked with the post office department, and there isn't a town on Misty Mountain, not even a village. So where do you live down there? Now, tell me. Go in.
Are you sure I'm here at all? Maybe I'm just a voice with no girl to go with it.
No, you're not. Hey, I bet I can even describe you. Now, let's see. You're
6 feet three. You got a pug nose, 3 warts on your chin, bow legs, and you wear a wig. And anyway, who cares?
That was Elmer. I just threw him out of the airplane. He doesn't approve of my talking to you. He says I'll get fired and you'll lose your license if we're caught at it. But now go on. Now tell me about you. Who are you? Now, what are you doing on Misty Mountain?
You'll never know. I'm signing off now, Rusty. 73 is for the day. Give my love to the angels up there. Good night, Rusty. Night, Elmer. W6RX2 signing clear.
All right, but Mary Lou. Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. Mary Lou.
Now, shut up, shut up.
So she's just a voice.
Yeah. Elmer, what do you suppose she does look like?
What do you care? Helen's your girl.
Oh, sure she is. Well, that just doesn't stop a guy from being curious, does it?
Oh, is that what you call it?
Now, pipe down.
Sure. Mary Lou, Mary Lou.
Albuquerque to Los Angeles has just arrived. Passengers now disembarking gate number 2.
Rusty, in case you're interested, we have a rove, as the grammar books say, and the passengers are out. Come on.
Okay.
What are you going to do tonight, Rusty?
No, I don't know.
Well, there's a movie in town all about pilots and airplanes. I thought we might go learn something about how it's done.
Hey, you know, that's not a bad idea. You know, wouldn't it be something if real flying was like it is in the movies? You know, I can just see you, the determined hero, driving his ship through a blinding storm, ceiling 0, visibility 0.
Brain 0.
Yeah.
There he is. Oh, Rusty.
Yeah, hey, it's her, Rusty. Your girl, Helen.
Helen? Well, she's in Honolulu.
Rusty. Oh, Rusty, darling. Well, stupid, aren't you going to kiss me?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hello, Helen. How are you? Hello, Mr. Marshall.
Hello, Lane. Hello, Sloan.
Oh, darling, we came back ahead of time yesterday on the Clipper. Dad had business here, so I came back with him.
Yes, and I have to be getting at that business. Incidentally, Lane, I have some plans for you that I think you'll find interesting. But I'll let Helen tell you about them herself.
Oh, well, thanks, Mr. Marshall. Thanks.
See you both later.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Helen, what is this about plans?
Oh, not now. First, you're taking me to dinner, and later to a dance down at the beach club. And then, if you've been very attentive, perhaps I'll tell you what Dad has in mind.
Are you sure you won't be too cold out here, Helen? There's a wind blows in off that ocean.
No, I'm not cold. At least I wouldn't have to be.
What? How's that?
Well, for a man I've come 2,500 miles to see, you're anything but demonstrative, darling.
Well, Helen, I know. I'm just surprised, that's all. It's swell to have you back.
Is it, Rusty?
You're my girl, aren't you?
How long have you been saying just that, Rusty?
Oh, I don't know. 3 years, I guess.
It's nearly five.
Is it? Is it 5 years?
Rusty.
Yeah?
You want to know Dad's idea?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, Standard's been planning to start regular service across the Atlantic within 2 years. Well, you're going east to be in charge of establishing terminal bases for the line.
What, me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Helen, that's swell.
Yes. Beginning next week, you stop being just an ordinary pilot and you become an executive. Oh, there's no limit to what it can mean, Rusty. Probably even a vice president in a year or so. Of course, you'll
have... Well, Helen, wait a minute. What's that about me not being a pilot any longer?
Why, of course you do. Well, you'll still fly some, of course, mapping routes and things like that, but you won't do just humdrum flying.
Oh, I won't do humdrum flying, huh?
Well, darling, aren't you happy about it?
Well, yeah, sure, I guess I am, but, Helen, there's just something I want you to understand.
You needn't say it, Rusty. I do understand.
You do understand?
Oh, of course, my dear. I always promised myself that the man I'd marry would be one who loved me so much that he just couldn't find words to tell me so.
Oh, you promised yourself that, huh?
Yes. And darling, this was really selfish of me, fixing this all up with Dad.
Yeah?
Well, you see, I wanted you to be an executive so that I could see something of you. If you think I intend to share my husband with a lady in the moon, you're mistaken. I want you down on the ground with me.
You do, huh?
Oh, yes, Rusty. Well, there's an old custom when people get engaged that...
Yeah, sure.
Why, Rusty, darling, aren't you glad?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Sure, I'm glad.
Captain Rusty Lane, engaged now to Helen Marshall, daughter of the president of Standard Airways, is making his last flight but one as a regular transport pilot. High over the mountains of northern Arizona, he discusses the future with his anything but enthusiastic co-pilot, Elmer Sloan.
A fine business. You sitting in an office pushing buttons while other guys fly the ships.
Well, somebody's got to do the groundwork.
Then somebody else ought to do it. Not the best pilot that ever pulled out of a tailspin.
No, Elmer, you're fast. The trouble with you...
Rex City weather station calling all planes in area. Gathering storm, vicinity misty mountain, ceiling 400 overcast, visibility 2 miles, temperature 36, dew point 35, moderate rains, wind southeast 12, barometer 30.08. That's all.
Storm over misty mountain. How well we'll climb up through it and go on instant.
Why? But why? We could go around it and still...
Well, why should we go around it?
And on the other hand, why shouldn't we? What reason has a guy got for flying over Misty Mountain who's engaged to the president's daughter and has an office all waiting for him with his name on the door?
Now, shut up. Now, push that switch over to night frequency.
You going
to
call Mary Lou?
Just never mind the questions. I gave an order.
Well, you don't have to get sore about it. There.
Lane in Standard Flight 8 calling W6RX2. W6RX2, come in.
W6RX2 to Flight 8. Hello, Rusty. How are you today? And how are you, Elmer? Come in. Well, you're certainly conversational up there. Isn't there any news? Go ahead.
No, that's not much news. The weather report says it looks like bad weather down there. Is it raining? Well, how's Mother McCrae and the pups? Go on.
No, it's not raining yet, but I think it's going to. Jack was saying he hoped it would.
Jack? Who's Jack? Probably her husband.
Oh, incidentally, Rusty, you sound kind of funny today. What's wrong? Oh, and I'm using my new condenser. Am I coming in clearer?
Never mind about condensers. We just want... who's Jack? And what's more, Who are you and where do you live down there? And I want to know these things. Now, tell me, what's the use of being so secret about it? Now, come in.
I guess I'd better sign off now. Oh, Rusty, if you get a dog for Christmas and you don't know where it came from, maybe it'll be one of the pups. I'll send a care of the airline. How about it?
Mary Lou, listen. I want to tell you something. You see, this is my next to the last trip over. After my flight back day after tomorrow, I'm going to New York on a big job. So if we miss you or anything on the next trip, well, this is so long, see? And now, will you tell me something about yourself? Now, go ahead. What's the matter? Mary Lou? Mary Lou?
She signed off.
Oh, well, calling W6RX2. W6RX2, come in. She's gone, that's funny. I guess her transmitter just went off.
Sure.
All right, will you quit humming that tune?
Okay, but why should I? A voice out of nowhere and she can stay there. That's what you said. So why should you get sore? Of all the guys.
You see, Lane, there's an unusually heavy shipment of mail, so I'm going to have to send one ship through without passengers today. Now, I can't have Collins go, but I thought you might be particularly anxious to get back to Miss Marshall.
What's that?
Well, of course, we've heard the news. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Well, what'll it be, mail today or passengers tomorrow?
Well, I guess you're right. I better get it over with. That is, I'll go today.
Good. Of course, Sloan will be with you and your regular stewardess. So it's goodbye, Lane, and good luck in the new job. We'll try to keep the line running here without you, but it won't be very easy.
Rusty, the last one.
Yeah.
Hey, a fine flight this is. Me being stewardess to a bunch of mailbags. Why didn't we take our regular run?
Lucky couldn't wait another day to get back to his Helen.
Well, now, isn't that too
the
bad?
The stewardess quarters are in the cabin, Miss Wexler, and not in the cockpit. Do you mind?
Well, excuse me, Captain Lane. I'm sorry.
For a guy that's supposed to be spilling over with happiness, you've sure been doing a great imitation of a sorehead.
Well, it gets my goat.
What does?
Not knowing.
Not knowing what?
Let's forget it.
Okay, Rusty, sure. After all, it's your life, and if you want to stop flying, that's your business. Besides, Helen's a swell girl.
Yeah, sure. Turn on the beat.
Good weather. Guess that storm over Misty Mountain is all blown away.
Yeah, sure it has. We got clear weather all the way from now on. Flight 9 to Las Vegas, over Misty Mountain at 10,000, climbing at 545, estimate Las Vegas 704, Burbank 912, go ahead.
Okay, Flight 9, weather and traffic ahead, unchanged.
Okay, now we'll throw that switch.
Tonight frequency?
You heard me.
You mean you're going to...
Caught, 9, W6RX2 calling Flight 9. Rusty, is that you up there? Come in, please.
Elmer, it's Mary Lou, she's calling us. Something's wrong. Hello? Lane, Standard Flight 9, calling back, W6RX2. Hello, Mary Lou, what's wrong? Come in.
Rusty, please, I need help, quickly. Help me.
Hey.
Just above the timberline is a Forest Patrol landing field. You can land there, but you must hurry. Please, Rusty, I can't explain now. Oh, hurry, please help me.
Mary Lou, calling W6RX2. Elmer, she's gone, and we got to get down there.
You're crazy, you're carrying mail. It'd mean your job. Rusty, you can't do it.
I can't do it. Well, I'm going to do it. Now, try and spot that field. We're going down.
Hey, level her out. You'll tear the wings off.
You see that field?
Is that it there up
right
at the point? But, Rusty, look at it. You can't land this ship there. If that's a landing field, I...
Wheels down.
Wheels down.
Hey, what happened? Why the forced landing? Are we in any trouble?
And never mind. You get back in that cabin and fasten your safety belt.
Yeah, but I'm not...
You heard me. Get back there.
Crazy things, Rusty, but this tops him.
Now, never mind. As soon as we're stopped, you head her into the wind and keep the motors running while I'm gone.
You still don't know where she lives?
I spotted a house just a second ago. It looks like a forest ranger station. It must be the place. And anyway, I'll find out. And remember, whatever happens, you and Millie stay and guard this mail. You understand? Hello. Hello, hello. Mary Lou. Was anyone here? Hello. All right, open up here.
Well, all right, Lansing, wait a minute. Now, what do you all want? Are you aiming for to wreck the place? Lie down, dog.
Hey, what, are you Mary Lou?
Who?
Mary Lou, didn't you just call for help?
Say, mister, you ain't touched, are you?
Now, look, some girl radioed me up on that plane that she was in trouble and needed help, a girl named Mary Lou.
Well, it all sounds right crazy to me.
Oh, now, wait, look, is there anybody else living in this mountain, another girl?
Nary a soul.
But surely...
Now, you be quiet,
you must afraid. Know... What'd you call that dog?
Oh, why,
Now, let me in here.
No, you can't.
Go on, be quiet, Mother McCree. Go back to your pup. I see, a ham radio transmitter. So you never heard of Mary Lou, huh?
Oh, Rusty.
Hey, what's the idea of the hillbilly act? Well, come on, answer me.
Well, I was scared. I didn't really think you'd come down here. I tried to call you again and tell you not to, but look, you can see the transmitter's still on, but...
Well, wait a minute. You mean nothing's wrong?
Mm-mm.
Well, what are you doing here alone?
Well, my brother's the forest ranger at the station, and I visit him summers. He's out and out at the observation post on the peak.
Oh, so you brought a transport plane down full of mail in the worst field in 9 stages for a laugh, huh?
Oh, that wasn't why, Rusty.
Well, then why'd you do it?
Well, I... Well, you said this was your last trip, and I'm like you. I was curious. I wanted to see what you looked like.
Oh, you wanted to see what I looked like? Oh, look, that's crazy. Look, do you realize what you've done?
Mm-hmm.
I may even lose my license. At least I'll be fired.
Well, Rusty, it's my fault. Can't you tell them that? I mean, wouldn't they understand? I mean, if you told them that I was lonely and you were a voice out of the sky and I thought I'd never see what you looked like and I told a little lie to get you down here... Oh, I'm sorry, Rusty. Honest, I am.
Well, quit crying about it. Here. Well, I said quit it. Now, what, do I have to shake some sense into you?
Well, I guess somebody ought to. Oh, Rusty.
Well, Hey, Mary Lou. Hey, you know, you look just like I thought you did.
Do I, Rusty?
Yeah. Well, this is amazing. Your eyes and your hair and your lips. Why, you're... Mary Lou.
Rusty. Rusty, you
well, did... Why did I do that? Kiss you? I ought to choke you. Look, I have to get out of here.
Well, wait, Rusty, will you come back or write to me?
Never mind about that. Never mind about that. I got a mail plane waiting.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm coming to see you off.
Rusty, what was it? Was Mary Lou? Oh, you're Mary.
Yes, and you're Elmer.
Say, what is all
now,
this?
Now, never mind all the questions. Let's get going, Elmer. We've got to make up for lost time. Come on.
Come on, Mother McCray, come on, get out of here. Get out of that plane now.
Willie, get that dog out of here.
Will I? Come on, dog.
Oh, wait a minute, I'll help you. Mother McCray, now, come on, get up.
Give it to me. I've got it. Hold the door open.
Come on, Elmer. Now, let's get started.
Hey, what was it all about, Rusty? Why did you...
Now, just never mind. Now, there, that dog's on the ground, finally. Okay, now, let's go.
Well, let's have it. Don't just sit there looking like something that blew out of a volcano. Why did she do that?
Well, she was curious. Curious. So she hauled the plane down on the side of a mountain.
Well, who wasn't curious? Boy, she was all right for looks, though, wasn't she?
Crazy little quarter wit. I got a mind to... I think, as a matter of fact, I will tell her. Here, push that switch.
You're going to talk to her again?
Say, I'm going to talk to her. Flight 9 calling W6RX2. Calling W6RX2 and come in quick.
Hello, W6RX2 back to Flight 9. Hello, Rusty. Elmer, come back for me.
Rusty, it's Millie.
Millie!
That dog! When I took it out of the plane, the girl got in and slammed the door. She's up there with you now.
Hey, Rusty, can a guy be drunk without having had anything to drink?
Look, just never mind. Fly this airplane for a minute.
Hello, Rusty.
Look, what are you doing here?
Well, I came along to help.
To help?
Mm-hmm. You said you were in serious trouble, and it's really all my fault, so I came along to fix it. I'll explain everything to your boss.
Oh, you came along to fix it. Well, now that's wonderful. Look, I'm an hour late with a ship full of mail. I made an unscheduled landing on an unmarked field because I broke regulations talking to a private party on a plane transmitter, and now I'm going to land in Burbank with an unregistered passenger and without my stewardess. Help me. Look, you're going to send me to Leavenworth.
And here's another happy little thought, Mr. ex-vice president-to-be. There'll be a reception committee waiting for you at Burbank, and the whole committee's name is Helen Marshall. Yes, my boy, I'd say it was definitely going to be a happy landing.
Now, this is Conrad Nagel again, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you've so thoroughly enjoyed this first episode of Misty Mountain, starring James Stewart and James Bryan, that you look forward eagerly to next Sunday night when you can hear its thrilling climax.
The Silver Theater, on Tuned to Yesterday with Part 1 of Misty Mountain, heard on CBS on January 22, 1939. It's an hour of romance on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levionier, bringing you this story, Misty Mountain, in two parts, which was originally written by Grover Jones. He was one of many busy writers in Hollywood during its early film years, his career lasting from 1920 up until his death in 1940. And with that breadth of experience, his well-known quote seems to hold a little bit more weight on Hollywood, saying it's the only asylum that's run by the inmates. And now we rejoin the Silver Theater for part two of Misty Mountain, featuring Jimmy Stewart and Jane Bryan. The conclusion was broadcast a week later on CBS on January 29, 1939.
And now the lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the second and concluding episode of Misty Mountain, an original drama by Grover Jones and True Boardman, starring James Stewart as Rusty Lane and Jane Bryan as Mary Lou Masters, with John Gibson as Rusty's co-pilot, Elmer Sloan.
Lane in standard flight 9 to Burbank Tower. Flight 9 over Newhall at 524 at 4500, descending. Estimate Burbank at 529. Go ahead.
Okay, flight 9, come on in. No additional traffic in area. Field is clear. Bozeman 3010, wind southeast 12. Land northwest to southeast.
Okay.
Hey, they still haven't said anything about us being late.
Don't worry, they will.
Rusty, when are we going to tell them?
The truth. That's what we're going to tell them. I'm going right straight to Mr. Marshall. This is an airline. You can't run it on a bunch of lies.
But what about your big new job? Vice president and all that. And Helen Marshall. She'll be plenty sore if she finds you've been talking by radio all the time to some other girl. She might even break off the engagement.
Well, Helen will just have to get over it, that's all.
Well, maybe you're right. Telling the truth will be kind of tough on Mary Lou, that's all.
What are you talking about, tough on Mary Lou?
Well, after all, this plane's carrying mail, Rusty. And when Mary Lou radioed up for help and got you to go down on the mountain to help her, well, maybe it was just a gag to her. She wanted to see what you looked like. But it wouldn't be a joke to the government, delaying the mails and all that.
Hey, I never thought of that. But we can't let that kid get in bad over this. Here, take the controls.
Oh, hello, Rusty.
Hey, Mary Lou, now look. Hey, what's the word? You've been crying.
No, I haven't. I'm just scared. I didn't mean to get you into trouble. Honest, Rusty.
Now, just never mind that. Now, we'll be landed in a minute. And I want you to act just like you were a passenger, you understand? Get out of the plane, go to the airport lunchroom. I'll come there and meet you later.
Yeah, but Rusty, I want to explain to your boss and make him understand that this was all my fault, that you only made that landing on Misty Mountain because I lied, because
now,
I...
Now, the reason doesn't matter. I broke regulations. Every time I talked to you on the radio, I was breaking them.
Then... why did you do it, Rusty?
Why? Well, because why? Just because I haven't got any good sense about some things, that's all.
Like when you kissed me. There was no sense to that either, was there?
No. Now, look, now we're almost over the field.
Oh, Rusty, I'm scared. Can't we just keep on flying and not land at all?
Well, don't talk nonsense. Now, remember to keep quiet. Now, fasten your safety belt. We're going down.
Well, all right, Rusty. I hope everything...
All set, Rusty. The tower just gave us the go-ahead.
Okay, I'll take her. Wheels down.
Wheels down.
Can't we keep on flying and not land at all? Little dope.
What'd you say?
Hmm? Nothing.
Maybe I'm wrong. Mary Lou.
All right, will you quit singing that song?
Okay. Well, what's the score? Do we tell or what?
I'm doing the talking to Marshall himself. I don't know how, but I'm going to find some way to leave Mary Lou out of it. Well, you keep her out of the way and see she doesn't talk.
Okay, Mr. Galahad of the Airways. But for a guy who's engaged to another gal, you're sure taking a lot of chances to keep that kid in the clear.
Now, shut up. Come on, let's get it over with.
Oh, Rusty, Elmer.
Hello, Mary Lou.
Oh, Rusty, what's going to happen?
Now, never mind. Just remember what I told you, Mary Lou. Keep quiet.
Hello, Rusty. Elmer.
Hello, George.
Hi. A little late, aren't you?
Yeah. Here's the manifest in that mail.
Thanks. Oh, you're carrying a passenger. I didn't know.
Yeah. Come on, Elmer. Passenger's this way, miss.
Oh, thank you.
Rusty, I'll bet we could get away with it.
Yeah. Now, Mary Lou, you and Elmer go into the lunchroom. I'll check in and meet you there.
All right. Come on, Elmer.
I'm coming. See you later, Brother Galahad. That is, I hope I will.
Elmer, why is Rusty so long? If he's just filing reports like you said,
Elmer. So you did arrive.
Hey, Helen.
I phoned a half hour ago. They said flight 9 was delayed.
Yes, we got sort of held up.
This is
Mary Lou, Helen. Miss Marshall, Miss...
Miss Masters.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
Oh, where's Rusty, Elmer? Do you know?
Yeah, in your father's office.
In your father's office? But, Elmer, you told me Rusty was...
Oh, then you know Rusty, too, Miss Masters.
Yeah, she just met him once. You'll find him in there now, I think, Helen.
Oh, fine. Well, thank you. I'll see you again, Miss Masters.
Elmer, you lied to me. You said everything was all right, but if Rusty's in the boss's office...
Okay, so I lied to you. But Rusty wants it that way.
But what'll they do to him?
Ground him, I guess. Take away his license.
Oh, but Elmer, they can't ground Rusty. Why, flying is his whole life. We've got to stop them. We've got to go in there now and tell the truth.
No, you don't, Mary Lou. You see, Rusty wants to tell this in his own way, so that it keeps you in the clear.
You mean he's taking a chance of losing his license because of me?
That's about it, I guess.
Oh, Elmer.
Mary Lou, there's something else that you don't understand.
Elmer, even if I can't talk to Mr. Marshall, there's another way I can help Rusty. That stewardess. I'll phone my brother. You know, he's the forest ranger on Misty Mountain. And he can drive it to the station so she can get back here sooner. Oh, where's the phone?
Phone right through the archway there. Hey, wait, have you got some money?
I'm all right. Wait for me.
Yes, miss. Something I can do for you?
Mr. Marshall's office. Can you tell me where it is?
Mr. Marshall? Why, yes. That door over there. But unless you've got an appointment...
Well, thank you. Oh.
Well, Miss Masters.
Where are they? I've got to see your father, Miss Marshall. He must understand that it wasn't Rusty's fault.
Well, what wasn't Rusty's... Oh, so it wasn't his fault. Well, suppose you explain all this to me, Miss Masters. If it concerns my father, he'll usually listen to me more quickly than to someone else.
Oh, will you help? You see, Rusty would never have made that emergency landing if I hadn't lied to him.
The emergency... Oh, well, yes, of course. You've known Rusty for a long time, then.
Oh, no, I've never seen him till today. It was just by radio.
By radio?
It's by a ham transmitter. You see, I've got one up at my brother's place on Misty Mountain. I'm alone a lot, and, well, I just got in the habit of talking to Rusty every time he flew over.
Oh, I see.
And then when Rusty said it was his last trip over the mountain and that he was leaving to go east on a big job, well, it was crazy, I guess, but he'd always been just a voice up in the sky, and I wanted him to be more than that. I had to see him just once, anyway.
So
I radioed in that I was in danger and needed help. And he landed. Of course, when he found out why I'd done it, he was awfully mad. That is, except for a moment or so. And he rushed back to the plane to take off again, but I knew it would help him if I came and told the truth. So I came along. I had to. You understand that, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do understand, Miss Masters. And I want you to know that I appreciate what you've done.
You... Appreciate?
Yes. You see, I wouldn't want that.
And furthermore, I want. Oh, hello, Helen, dear.
Hello.
Oh, Mary Lou. What...
Oh, hello, Rusty, darling. Dad, this is Miss Masters. An acquaintance of Rusty's.
How do you do, Miss Masters? Helen, all our worry about Rusty was unnecessary. He's been telling me why he was delayed.
Oh, yes? What was the reason?
Well, thought he'd gotten a distress signal from some forest ranger station, so he made an emergency landing. Turned out to be a mistake. But then on the takeoff, the stewardess somehow was left behind.
Well, it all sounds almost unbelievable, doesn't it, Miss Masters?
Why,
Look, Mr. Marshall...
Now, let's not discuss it further. Right now, there are other things to consider.
Oh, yes. Have you told Rusty the news, Dad?
Well, I thought you'd want to. Of course, you know about these two, Miss Masters.
Why, I...
Look, I think we...
Your executive appointment, Rusty. Dad says it can be official now. From now on, you'll spend your working days on the ground.
Yes, Lane. We start to work on the transatlantic service at once. In fact, we leave for New York in about 3 days.
We?
Yes. you, Helen, myself, and whatever co-pilot you wish to select. We'll go in my private ship.
Oh, and incidentally, Rusty, Dad says that we can be married just as soon as we arrive in New York.
After all, I see no purpose in further delay.
Oh, dear Dad. That's what he says now, but you've no idea what a time I had to get him even to agree to our engagement, Miss Masters.
Yes, I can imagine. Well, if you'll all excuse me, I'd better be going.
Oh, so soon?
I have to be getting home, and it's quite a ways. I'm so happy to have met you all. And good luck on your trip to New York.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Miss Masters.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mary Lou. Hey, wait a minute.
Well, what's got into that young man?
Oh, it's nothing at all, Dad. He'll be back. And soon. I'm sure of it.
Well, here comes my train. Thank you for coming to the station with me, but you needn't have bothered.
Now, look, Mary Lou, for the 40th time, what did you and Helen say to each other? Now, why this sudden rush home?
Why not? The whole thing was just a lark, and now it's ended.
What was a lark?
Well, all of it. Talking to you up there in the sky and getting you to come down to Misty Mountain and then riding out here in the plane. I've never had such fun.
Fun?
And now that everything's straightened out, I'm glad for you, Rusty. You'll be happy in your new job and all. You know, there are some people that, well, that just belong in the sky and others that should be on the ground. Joke is, I had you all wrong. I thought you were one of the up-in-the-sky ones.
You did, huh?
But I'm cured of talking to airplanes from now on. I guess I'll have to stick to Boris.
Boris? Well, who's Boris?
Oh, he's a fellow in Russia. I pick him up on 34 meters about 10 in the morning. He doesn't speak any English, and I don't speak any Russian. We have a swell time not understanding each other.
What?
Well, my train's leaving.
Now, Mary Lou, wait just a minute. Won't you please...
Goodbye, Rusty. It's been fun being crazy for a while. Goodbye, Rusty. Good luck.
Mary Lou. Mary Lou. Mary Lou.
Days have passed since Mary Lou went off to rejoin her brother Jack in the Lonely Forest Ranger Station on Misty Mountain. And meanwhile, Rusty is the center of intensive activity preparatory to leaving the West Coast for New York. But a change has come over Rusty. A change he can't understand himself.
Look, Rusty boy, will you please get Mary Lou off your mind? You're engaged, remember? To Helen Marshall. And you're taking her to a banquet in half an hour. You gotta get ready.
I'm not going.
But you gotta go, Rusty. The whole party's a send-off for you and Helen. You can't get out of it.
All right. I heard you, and I'll go. I'm an executive now. I gotta go. That's where big business is done, over a banquet table. Sure, I'll go.
And Captain Lane has very definite plans for the route, haven't you, dear?
What was that?
I said you have the new route across the Atlantic all laid out. You're just looking for the right flyer to try it out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. A flyer. That's what I need. One of those up-in-the-sky ones, not an on-the-grounder like me. That kind wouldn't do, would it?
Well, Rusty, darling, what on earth are you talking about?
How about a statement for the press before you leave, Captain Lane? Is it true you and Miss Marshall are getting married as soon as you reach New York?
Sure. Sure, it's true. Why shouldn't I marry? We're engaged, aren't we?
Now, Lane and Marshall Special, we're ready to take off.
Okay, Lane. Field is clear. No traffic in area. Take off north to south. Wind south 22. And here's a special weather report. Storm area is still holding in the vicinity of Rex City and moving southward toward Barlow and Misty Mountain. That's all. Go ahead.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Rusty.
What?
Sure you want to do it? Through a storm and all?
What are you talking about?
You. You're not the Rusty Lane I've flown with 300 times. Something's happened. I don't know what, or maybe I do, but it's none of my business, and I don't care either for myself. But Helen and Mr. Marshall are back there in the cabin. They've got a right to be piloted by a guy who still hasn't cracked up somehow inside himself.
How'd you like to shut up?
Don't do it, Rusty. You're not yourself. You know you're not. Please, Rusty.
I said to shut up. We're taking off. Keep your hands off these controls. I'll pilot this plane, and I'll do it alone.
It's your play. I put the red jack on the Black Queen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. I... Look, let's not play anymore, huh?
Huh? Okay. Oh, now look here, sis. I didn't ball you out for that plane business and the stowaway act. Only now that it's all over, you got to snap out of it. For your own sake.
I know. You're right, and I have, Jack. I'm just upset tonight somehow. Maybe it's the storm, and maybe I'm...
Oh, sure, sis, I know. Hey, look, sis, if this Lane fella's done anything to make you unhappy, well, I...
Oh, but he hasn't. As a matter of fact, he was grand to me. He's just engaged to someone else, that's all.
I see. I'm sorry, kid.
Oh, Jack, it is so crazy. A man I only saw once in my life.
Oh, that doesn't make any difference, Mary Lou. We can't decide things like that. They sort of get decided for us.
Yes, I guess they do. Oh, and Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
What's the idea of locking the radio room?
You keep this key, will you? And don't give it back to me.
Okay, sis. You're the doctor.
Rusty.
Well, you're okay? Sure, I'm okay. Why shouldn't I be?
The weather's getting worse all the time, and we're losing the beam.
Well, suppose we are. A flat without the beam. Well, shut up and leave me alone, will you?
Now, look, Rusty, don't get sore, but we're mushing and losing altitude. Look at that altimeter, 8,600.
Well, I can't go any higher. We're icing up. We'll have to go under the weather.
Go under the weather? We're still in the mountains, and you knew it. And San Carlo Ridge is nearly 10,000, and in this weather we could crash into it before we saw it. Hey, the beam, it's gone completely now.
All right, let it go.
Rusty, you can't talk like that in a storm like this.
Well, anyway, it's clearing here, you see?
Rusty,
watch, it's
look out there ahead, the ridge.
Now,
Rusty, bang,
Hammer,
bang.
Hold on.
Oh, well, it's one way to see a mountain. You got to get back on course. You've got to.
I can't. I've been trying to get on course. I can't.
Well, then where are we?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm lost, Elmer. Did you get that? Did you get that? 200 flights on this run and Rusty Lane's lost. I'm lost. I'm lost. That's funny.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know. I just keep flying. Till we get somewhere or nowhere. Who cares?
I wish she could see you now.
Oh, Helen... Oh,
no, no, not Helen. Mary Lou. The girl who thought you really belonged up in the sky. The girl who broke her heart when she found out you weren't going to stay there. The girl down there somewhere on Misty Mountain who right
Elmer.
Now is...
Elmer. Elmer, that's it. That emergency transmitter. Switch it on.
What do you mean? Mary Lou? She won't be listening.
I
Why
said
should
switch
she...
it on. Hurry.
Okay, okay.
Lane. Lane calling W6RX2. W6RX2. Mary Lou, come in, please, and hurry. Hurry. W6RX2, come in.
Going to bed.
I did, but I just couldn't sleep. Oh, Jack,
oh,
I...
Oh, now look here, sis. You got to quit this after all.
I know it's crazy, just like all the rest of it, but, Jack, I'm not feeling sorry for myself or anything like that. It's something else, something I can't describe. I don't know. But I do know. Jack. Jack, the key.
The key?
To the radio room. Give it to me.
Oh, but Mary Lou, you said
no,
you
I don't care what I said. Look, please give me that key.
W6
W6RX2. W6RX2, come in, come in.
You gotta give up, Rusty. There's not enough gas to keep on like this. Better go down again and take a chance on finding a landing. You can't...
I know what I'm doing. Maybe I didn't before, but I know now. Plane calling W6RX2, calling W6RX2. Come in, Mary Lou, come in, please.
I tell you, if she was there, she'd have answered long ago. You're going batch if you keep it up.
W6RX2, Rusty Lane calling W6RX2. Come in.
Will you quit it, Rusty? I tell you,
Rusty,
she...
W6RX2 calling Rusty Lane. W6RX2 calling Rusty Lane. I'm standing by. Come in.
Mary Lou, we're up here somewhere in a storm. I think I'm north of Misty Mountain near San Carlo Ridge, but I've got to make sure. I think you can guide us on our course again. Do you understand? Come in.
Yes, Rusty, but how can I? It's storming here, too, and I can't see a thing. Go ahead.
You're not going to see. You're going to hear us. Now, I'm going to turn south and try and find Misty Mountain. Now, you've got to let me know when I'm overhead. So listen for us, and when you hear our motor, call back. Come in.
All right, Rusty, I understand. Come in.
All right, Mary Lou, I'm standing by. I'm turning south.
Jack, do you hear him?
No, since not yet. He may have been a long ways off the course. Have him keep coming.
W6RX2 calling Rusty Lane. Calling Rusty Lane. Come in.
Go ahead, W6RX2.
We still can't hear your plane, Rusty. But don't be afraid, darling. You can't be. Because you do belong up there. I lied when I said you didn't. You're an up-in-the-sky man, Rusty, and the sky can't beat you. I know it can't.
Hey, Mary Lou, just listen.
I'm going to turn off for a moment so I can hear you. But stand by, Rusty.
Mary Lou, there they are, just over northwest of us. Have him turn southeast and be right over here.
Rusty, Rusty, now you're northwest of us. Turn southeast. Southeast, Rusty. Now, Rusty, you're overhead. I can hear you. Turn east and you're on your course.
What does he say? Hey, tune it so I can talk back to you. Throw the switch. Sis, what's wrong with you?
I can't let him call back. What is there for him to say? He's on his course and says he can't help him.
Oh, yes, sis, but listen.
W6RX2 to Rusty Lane. Goodbye, Rusty. Goodbye and happy landings. W6RX2 signing clear.
Mary Lou, you coming with me?
Hey, what is this? Seems to me only a couple of days ago you were through with radio for life.
This doesn't count. I'm talking to Boris.
Who? Oh, that fellow in Russia. Oh, thanks. I won't have some.
W6RX2 calling UX24Y. Calling UX24Y in Moscow. Calling UX24Y. Come in.
Hello. W6RX2. This is Boris. Nichivoka, Kabushmordi, America. Go ahead.
Boris? Boris, is that you? Come in.
Yeah, sure it's Boris. I lost my accent. Come in.
Rusty. Rusty, where are you? Go ahead.
Now, never mind that. Now, listen. Standard Airways is going to start its transatlantic service without Rusty Lane, and Helen Marshall has sailed to Europe to find herself a count. Now, what I want you to tell me is this. What's a guy called Rusty Lane who belongs in the sky going to do? Now, come in.
Well, I don't know, Rusty. What is he going to do?
Well, he's going to land on Misty Mountain and kidnap a gal named Mary Lou, and if she won't promise to marry him at Las Vegas this afternoon, he's going to throw her overboard without a parachute. Well, how about it? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I love you. Come in.
And I love you, Rusty. I do love you.
That's all I want to know. I'll be right down.
Conrad Nagel, who is leading our stars out in front of the silver curtain so that they may meet you in person.
And here they are, James Stewart and Jane Bryan.
Well, Jimmy and Jane, suppose you tell us something about yourselves. You, Jane, I understand you've just finished Hero for a Day at Warner Brothers.
Yes, that's right, Conrad.
And you, Jimmy, how are you coming along with your flying?
Oh, swell. I've got quite a few hours in the air, and it's a lot of fun. That's why I got a great kick out of playing pilot Rusty Lane.
Ever been grounded?
Grounded? Well, I just finished Ice Follies of 1939 from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and I was grounded plenty in those skating scenes. I had to take the de-icer off my plane and wear it in my pants for 2 weeks.
Well, maybe this will take your mind off all those spills. You know, we're thinking of having a nice silver medal struck off for you.
Well, that's wonderful for piloting.
No, for endurance.
Endurance? Why? How come?
Well, Jimmy, you hold an all-time record for stars who've made silver theater appearances. You've chalked up 8 broadcasts.
Oh, that's grand, isn't it, Jimmy? Any chance of me piling up a record like that, Conrad?
Well, we'd love to have you, Jane.
But I won't be satisfied with a silver medal when I do.
No?
No, I'm going to hold out for a complete set of that lovely first love pattern I've been hearing about.
Well, we'll try to do something about that. Now, I'm sorry to say that our time is about up, and I'm afraid that we...
Just one more thing, Conrad. I want to get in a quick thanks for Johnny Gibson's work as Elmer, my co-pilot in today's show. That guy's terrific.
And thank the rest of the cast for us, too, will you, Conrad?
I'll do that gladly. Thanks a million, James Stewart and Jane Bryan. We hope you'll be back soon.
Next week, Silver Theater presents Loretta Young in another original radio play by Grover Jones and True Boardman. Conrad Nagel will direct, and of course, there'll be more original music scored and conducted by Felix Mills. In the meantime, if you want solid silver, you want International Sterling. If you want silver plate, you want 1847 Rogers Brothers, both proudly created by International Silver Company.
The Silver Theater on Tuned to Yesterday with the conclusion of Misty Mountain from January 29th, 1939 on CBS. And that wraps this hour of romance on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's golden years. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVanier. Thanks for listening.